Welcome back to another Kind of Funny reaction, this time to episode 3 of Loki, which is called Lamentous. Lamentous.
Lamentous.
What a lamentous occasion.
As always, I'm Tim Geddes, joined by the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez.
Good. We have Greg here. Greg's here, everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's Greg.
We have the big dog, Kevin Coelho.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
We have the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Greg, I worked at IGN for 10 years. When do I get my cool IGN shirt? They just
Oh, it's very easy when you go to IGN.com/store and buy one. Oh, okay. You can get it. You yourself can get an IGN sweatshirt just like this, along with a bunch of Ninja Turtles and Disney stuff. I don't know how IGN has all these deals. We were there, you know what I mean? Nobody wanted to touch us with a 10-foot pole. Now we try to do Avengers game and property out there.
Avengers boy band, and they were like, we got to talk to the lawyers about this. We don't know if this is going to work.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's some kind of licensing deal here. I don't think they just stole it. You
know? And that voice you hear is return to reactions, but the first time ever on Loki reactions, Greg Miller.
Hello, it's me, Greg Miller. Happy to be here for Loki reactions. And let's just start at the top. Nick, how bad do you want to party with Loki? You know what I mean? The entire drinking scene. I was like, I just want to party with this dude. Let's party.
I think that Tom Hiddleston's really having a good time with this character.
100%.
And that scene was a little bit weird because I'm like, this is a little out of character for Loki, but hey, why not?
He's never got to see him let his hair go down. You know what I mean? Let him get wild out there.
His hair's always down.
He's when she sings, come home. Let's go.
Come on, everybody. This is Kind of Funny reactions each and every week right here on youtube.com/kindoffunny. We react to the latest TV and movie releases. You can get it on YouTube or roosterteeth.com. If you want to get it as a podcast, search for Kind of Funny reactions and we'll be right there for you. If you want to get the show ad free, you can do that by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Greg, I want to start with you since you haven't been on the show so far. What have your thoughts been about the show as a whole?
Oh, great. I love it. Yeah, you know, I slacked you, right? Last week, I'd been doing E3 stuff, obviously. So it was this interesting thing where I went down on Tuesday before the first episode dropped on Wednesday for rehearsal and then did E3 all week and then came back on the next Wednesday. And so I think I texted you on like Friday, right? I'm like, Jen and I still haven't watched anything. So we got to sit down and do 1 and 2 back to back and then get ready, obviously, for today's early morning call of getting into it and watching again. But I'm having a great time with it. I think it's a really interesting character study. I think they've immediately subverted expectations. Like, I loved episode 1, him getting to see his life play out. You know what I mean? Because that was the big question and the big thing when we knew the show was coming. I'm like, all right, cool. We're getting a Loki show, but we're getting Loki at the end of Avengers. Like, what does that look like and where does that change the character? And getting to go through that, I thought was so interesting, seeing his life. Obviously, the moment of him finding like the, you know, drawer full of Infinity Stones, just being like, I'm in over my head here, I thought was fantastic. And then, yeah, like seeing Tom Hiddleston really have this character and this, you know, again, is the drinking and the partying out of line for Loki. From the Loki we know, sure, but I don't think in terms of a mischievous god of mischief Loki, no. And I just think it's so cool to see those little things and see that thing and see him, you know, talk here to Loki variant and about like, all right, cool, what his mom was like and open up about that and come to, you know, this drunken realization of what he thinks love is and it'd be a terrible metaphor. Like, I'm having a great time with this.
Yeah, this episode for me continues the train of like, they're now 3 for 3 of the episode starts. And I just get progressively more and more into it. Like by the end, I'm just like, damn, this is the perfect type of TV that I am hooked and I want to know what's going on next week. But they also gave us stuff. They always feed us just enough things where each episode has one big reveal. Like this one is the TVA variant or the TVA people are all variants. It's like, I love that it's all starting to unravel when each episode really just boils down to really good character conversations, back and forth dialogue, and this one really introducing Sylvie. I love what they're doing with kind of melding her with the Enchantress character from comics with the Lady Loki. So it's like they were kind of similar in the comic books, but now let's just like to make one more fully featured character. I think that's a really good call. I love her banter with Loki. The flirtatious nature of it all is like this perfect level of just weird that this show needs. And I hope beyond hope that this show ends with the reveal that Mobius is just a variant of Owen Wilson on Earth, and I hope that he's on a jet ski, and I hope that he says wow.
That'd be cool.
Oh my god, I think he's gonna be a variant of Howard Stark or Tony Stark or something like that. Just the mustache and the look of him makes me think he's a Stark, and I think that'd be fun to play with. But that's probably more a hope than an actual prediction.
Interesting though.
In the back of my brain, I was hoping that he'd turn a corner and like find another variant of him and it'd be Luke Wilson.
Go.
Just one quick cameo of Luke Wilson is all I want in this. The Wilson brothers back again.
But it's Luke Wilson in the movie Blue Streak.
Wow. He's like, wow, you're really good. You're a Federale.
Andy, if there's one thing I know about you, it's that you love one shots with action scenes. What'd this one do for you?
Honestly, not a whole lot. I'll be real with you. I'm probably gonna be in the minority in that, but I felt like it was paced and shot in a way like a CW superhero show might be paced and shot. It just wasn't, you know, when you're in it, you know that, oh, I'm in it right now. And I like they're kind of putting on a show for me. This is a spectacle. And it unfortunately didn't do a whole lot for me. And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that it seemed like it was Tom Hiddleston doing all of the action. And it didn't look very coordinated.
Yeah. We're talking about the end, right? We're in the, the city's falling apart. Yeah, for me, and if I can jump in, I know, sorry, this is an Andy question, but like we've talked to Andy, whenever you talk about the one tracking shots that go on and on, usually you talk about, you know, at some having that moment a couple minutes in of like, holy shit, this is still going and this has all been one shot. Oh, that's cool. For me, it was that thing of the way Tom Hiddleston ran up to like edges and like did the stop. I was like, oh, like they're on a green screen stage and like that's as far as he can go. And they're going to spin. Oh, yeah. They looked up to then bring the camera down. I'm like, this isn't a true one shot. Like this is, they took me out of the experience of what they were trying to do.
And not only was it that sort of green screen weirdness, but it was also, I think this, just the fact that it was Tom Hiddleston actually trying to do this stuff. And it seemed like maybe it was take number 12 or something. And it just looked not like it,
guys.
It didn't seem like a stunt man, like, you know, being, you know, who's used to doing a whole lot of action in that way. I also kind of I want to point out that last week I had mentioned how kind of out of character Loki seemed to me. And after the episode, I was like, oh, well, it's a different Loki from a different universe. They don't have to act the same, because I had mentioned that he's just very jovial and kind of was very talkative with Owen Wilson. So that seemed kind of odd to me, but it totally makes sense. It's fine. So that tracking shot, that one shot didn't do a whole lot for me, but I liked the episode. Probably my least favorite so far, but again, all these episodes have been really awesome. I think the last episode like really just kind of blew my mind with how they set everything up. Sylvie's fantastic. I am stoked to see where that goes. I thought that I thought there was going to be some weird plan happening on this train or whatever sort of thing, where there's a lady in the back that ends up bringing them the cocktails, and she's like looking at them for a while. And I was like, oh, is something happening here? Are they going to drug him? And like, it's kind of obvious of her. Maybe I'm just the only one who noticed it, but she's like kind of looking at them in a way that felt like she was going to be part of this plot. And she brought him the drinks and then nothing happened. So I was kind of confused by that. But like Tim was mentioning, the dialogue is fantastic. I loved learning her past. Loki's bisexual. That's pretty dope. They confirmed that. That's pretty sick.
I think they both are, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Loki's, I mean,
and yeah, Sylvie.
Possibly.
He said a bit of both, right? Just like you. And she's like,
I assume you're the same way. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume you're the same way. So I think both characters are supposed to be sort of similar in that vein.
I guess Loki is just
the Loki
character that we've known is that's cool. But
and yeah, I like the episode. It didn't occur to me that when the lady was being kind of mind melded by Sylvie in the beginning of the episode that's her past. So that was a really awesome reveal. That was kind of like a holy shit kind of moment. And I think the show's fantastic so far. I'd say it's my favorite of the Marvel shows so far.
Wow.
Kevin, what'd you think?
I really enjoyed this episode. I thought that the action on the start of it was really, really good. The way they made Sylvie look like a badass, just running around. She goes into the TVA. We obviously know the rules of it, so like her powers aren't going to work there. And she doesn't fucking miss a beat. Like, she just starts kicking ass and, like, destroying people. And I thought it was so cool. So immediately I was super engaged. And the episode held me there the entire time. I had a blast with it. Yeah.
Nick?
I'm kind of lukewarm on it. I enjoyed the episode. But I thought a lot of the action for me fell flat, especially at the end there. And I just feel like there should have been an overall sense of urgency that there just wasn't in this episode. And I think, you know, like, to Greg's earlier point, I just feel like there's a lot of moments where you're like, you could tell they reset on the exact same green screen and just put a different background in there. Like the angle was the same and they're just walking. They're slowly walking the entire time. And it reminds me a lot of like the prequels in Star Wars where like we only have like 30 feet of green screen. So let's have these characters walk very, very slow as they get this dialogue out. Having said that, I think the episode was well written. And I think these shows continue to sort of excel when it is just the characters talking and when they are kind of diving into those character moments. And then we kind of get into the plot, and I think that last scene was just kind of not there for me. I think that to Andy's point, like Tom Hiddleston kicking the guy's feet out from underneath him was just poorly choreographed. Or actually, I don't know if it was poorly choreographed, it was just poorly implemented and he just didn't sell it very well. But I'm fascinated in their I like when the shows go a little bit more metaphysical or just kind of like, and that's not the word for it, but like when they really kind of delve into the differences and like the how they are different from each other and how they could have possibly been different variants, stuff like that. I think that was really cool. But I do think it was weird that he was like, let's get drunk on the train. I'm like, there's a planet that's going to crash into another planet and you're on one of them. How are you not running right now? But also, relaxed, I like
yeah, different just, Loki also. This guy is more relaxed.
My thing with that is in this similar vein to in episode one when we were talking about the TVA and like all the rules, and it's like, oh well, does any of this matter if it's all a thing? It's like, well, just keep watching the show. Two episodes in, it's like, okay, cool, they're all variants. This is all definitely a fucking lie. There's more going on. Right. And I think there's also more going on with Loki. Like the amount of focus they have on the different types of Loki magic and the trickster shit of right. The enchantment versus illusions versus this, it's like there is a chance that this Loki isn't Loki at all, and it is just some type of projection and he's acting this way to trick her or something. Like, we don't know.
Let's see, that's where I thought they were going to go with it, and that's why that first scene with the time variant agent when they were drinking margaritas, I was like, that's what the show is so cool. That's where the show could go and needs to go, because we've got magic and we've got all these things with people playing with each other's minds. That's what I like so much about WandaVision, where you were like, this is a big mystery and it's unfolding and it's messed up and it has a lot to do with like her subconscious. So I thought at the end, well, first off, two things. I thought one, when they delivered the green drinks, I was like, okay, that's her messing with him, right? She's poisoning him to try to get the information out of him. And the rest of this, or I thought at the end of the episode, it was going to be revealed that when she actually grabbed onto his head at the very beginning of it, that the rest of this was just her way of getting that thing out of his pocket, which I thought would have been a fun red herring.
Yeah, still that was Jen. At the end, Jen was like, so they're in his head, and we went back and rewatched everything to look at her theory and that yeah, we're still inside of it and they failed, but it could still be that. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But that could explain why there's absolutely zero urgency for any of them to do anything. I mean, they are traversing like miles and miles and miles of landscape, and they're just like, I kind of have a conversation. I mean, dude, there's things like literally at the beginning of it, just like rocks flying at them that's going to kill them. And then, you know, you cut 10 minutes in and they're just having a casual walk.
Well, they have 12 hours, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, the whole thing is like, and I know that I'm playing fast. I mean, this is, you know, your own mind cannon or whatever. But again, I really enjoyed seeing Loki do that. And especially when he finished the drink and smashed it like Thor. And it was like another. Yeah. It's like, right, you grew up on Asgard. You can fucking drink like Thor can probably drink, or some, you know, or Frost Giant, but whatever. You fucking drink. And so, yeah, the whole like, let's, you know, we got a huge fucking thing coming up. I'm going to sleep. Cool. I'm going to unwind my way. Like I do think that, like, and again, he, like, even when he's drunk, like, his powers don't work the way he wanted them to or whatever, he still has that problem. Or full. He's very full, which I appreciated and will use for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it just seemed weird, because this is also Loki that just, like, literally 2 days ago got done taking over New York, almost.
So, sure,
like,
but this then, is I mean, a guy that's, like, a lot more capable. Now understands there's so many bigger fish to fry, right? Yeah. He also understands how small that was and what he's actually dealing with and where he was actually going to go and what this power they're working with.
I do like the urgency and sort of worry that you can hear in that emoting when he figures out, wait, they had past lives? Wait, they're variants? They don't know that. Like, you could tell he's immediately concerned for Mobius. Like, he's kind of formed this relationship with him. And I think part of it is that, obviously, he knows that's the light bulb moment. Holy shit, there's more to this TVA than we really know. Mm-hmm. But I think part of it is also like, oh my God, my friend, like, he truly thinks that he was born, like, you know, there at the TVA and has lived his whole life there. That's not true. And I think it sort of goes both ways there. And I can't wait to see how they get off this planet and get back to Owen Wilson. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to most. The because obviously they're going to escape and they're not going to die because there's three more episodes or whatever. But that's what I care about more in this storyline. Like, the so far, I love Sylvie as a character, but the motivations there aren't as exciting to me as in opposition to what Owen Wilson's going to say and react to kind of hearing this. You know, is he going to be pissed off? Is he going to be defiant and not agree with it, and or just say it's bullshit? You know, I'm super stoked for the next week's episode.
Yeah, I think the show's been doing a really good job of having satisfying answers immediately, unlike what we saw with WandaVision, which had a different type of setup. But even in the plot development, like, the sense of urgency, I understand the issues with that pacing-wise. But in terms of the pacing of the plot in the show, I love that the last episode ended with Loki going into the little portal, and it was like, holy shit, they're gone. Where are they going to start this? They could be anywhere. And for the next scene we see him in to be just back in the TVA is such a, I think, inspired choice, because it's like, oh shit, it keeps the plot going, but that's actually an interesting thing for them to be doing. And even starting this episode off with the fun music playing under the Marvel Studios thing, I always love when they do that. It just does such a good job of setting like a place and time, especially in a show like this, and having the Renslayer character, or not Renslayer, the C20 or whatever, then getting her flashbacks. I thought that was really, really cool. And as you go through, this episode ends in a very similar way to the last one, where I'm just like, holy shit, the ship blew up. What the hell are they going to do? Like, it's, I like that I'm asking these questions. And I also like that this episode got us past the future, going to 2077 and seeing the type of Final Fantasy VII ass world. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that stuff never works on a TV budget. And like, that, this is an example of that. And like, cool, let's just get back to going to timelines we know and are familiar with, because that's where things get really fun.
I do wish they had done it like somewhere that we had known, like if it was, I don't know, Ego's, like when Ego is blowing up or something like that. But I guess it's cool that they showed us more stuff, like more of the MCU. One thing that I thought was really interesting is, have we ever seen Loki do like a force catch like he does when that pillar is falling at him?
Yeah.
That seemed really interesting. Odd, right?
At one point he did pull something towards him. And again, this is a different Loki, Kevin, so it's not... Well, no, the exact
This isn't a different Loki. This is our Loki from
Avengers.
Avengers.
Yeah. So he should have all the powers that other Loki has. He's just
They didn't go. They didn't start a new timeline until they gave him the Tesseract and he escaped. That started
At one point, he did pull something towards him, though, in like episode one.
The Roomba. It was last episode.
Yeah, the Roomba. There you go. No, sorry.
That he beat people with.
So
yeah, like, we're seeing more magic in this than we've seen from Loki before in the movies.
And I think that, again, that's just us spending more time with the character, right? Yeah. Since he's always been, you know, the side salad to whatever we're doing or whatever. So I think being with him, I agree that like we're seeing way more, and I like that. And I like the fireworks, and I liked when he was fucking around and he like brought out the quill of like writing down the stupid thing she said about love or whatever. Like, I don't think it's so much that these are new powers. I just think we're seeing him use his in a scale that isn't, I want to stab you in the face, because that's usually all we get to see him do with his powers.
I also kind of feel like the him like getting drunk kind of makes sense. The only other time that we've seen him where he's like really chill is in what is it, Dark
Ragnarok?
No, Dark World or whatever.
Dark World.
Thor 2.
Thor Dark World.
Yeah, right,
when he's pretending to be Odin and like he's just lounging around watching a play that he wrote himself. You know, eating grapes.
Yeah. They say in the show, right, that they're Ragnarok or whatever. Like, I mean, again, they're gods. They're, you know, these revered beings. I'm sure it was when they're not going to war with whoever that they are just sitting around eating, drinking, fucking Nick knows.
I love the conversation between Sylvie and Loki. Like all the love is a dagger stuff was like very funny. I love how much they're committing to Loki being bad at metaphors. That's just, it's just great. Love that type of stuff. But just the idea of meeting a variant of yourself and her not having a mom and asking about him and his experience with his mom. It's like, this shit's so fucking cool. And I like I was saying earlier, like I like how they dealt with the way that they interacted with each other, where they are endlessly fascinated with one another because they are themselves in some way.
Versions of each other.
It's pretty damn cool, and I think they're doing a really good job continuing to set up the rules of what it means to be a variant in the Marvel universe.
This sequence of him taking on the body of the old man trying to get into that house for that old lady.
She's like, you never said anything like that as life.
The great sequence, just to see them both kind of get shot. You know they're gonna have a good relationship when she gets blasted back and the old lady's like, I enjoyed that. Don't be sorry. He's like, oh, I did too. Like, <it's> just, I love that. That's the sort of foot we're getting started off on. And yeah, I hope that they continue to have this sort of playful, antagonistic relationship with each other.
We're halfway done with the show, everybody. That's sad, isn't it? I'm sad about that. But we'll be back next week covering episode 4. Thank you very much. Let us know in the comments below what you think about Loki as a whole. Until next time, I love you.